This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Emerald Coast. This is episode 5 with Tammy Boyer with Stepping Stones Early Learning Academy here in Niceville, Florida. Good morning, Tammy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm excited to chat with you. I know your business has gone through a lot of growth since we spoke last, and I'm excited for the listeners to get to hear all about Stepping Stones. So just to kind of start us off this morning, tell us a little bit about your business.
Okay, so we are early learning academies. We have 3 locations. One's in Niceville, one's in Bluewater Bay, and our newest one is in Destin. And we cater to families with children from infants on up until they go to kindergarten around 5 years of age.
Okay. So which was your first location?
So our first location was is in Niceville near the college on Fir Avenue. It used to be many, many years. It was the Montessori school. And so we bought it from those owners and opened it. We opened with 6 students, and then 6 weeks later, we ended up filling the school up with the students from the Discovery that had closed. Okay. And then 2 years later, opened the Bluewater Bay, filled it up, and 2 years later, opened Destin.
There is definitely a need for good child care in this area.
Yes, 100%.
So tell our listeners about your journey, and how did you get into this business? How did it all get started for you?
Well, it's actually kind of interesting because my original start in life was in dentistry. But when I had my middle son, when he was little, he had some learning challenges. And, you know, after many years of trying to get him diagnosed, you know, talking to the doctor saying there's something that is just not clicking with him. Finally, at about 3rd grade, we found out that he had an auditory processing disorder. He had ADHD and slow processing capabilities. So at that point, you know, I started to try to do the fight through the public school system to get the accommodations that he needed. But I felt like in 3rd grade, he was so far behind. We decided at that point to stop and homeschool. And it was through the homeschooling process. We homeschooled for about 8 years. But through that process, I started learning more and more about how important that 0 to 5 years of age is. And also during that time, I started teaching in a preschool and absolutely fell in love with it. I mean, little people are my thing. And once I started realizing that so many of the things that he was learning to now accommodate for could have been diagnosed and treated early, and it would have changed his outcome. It not really changed his outcome because he's a very successful adult, but it would have made it a lot easier and his journey a lot easier, even through the learning process as an adolescent.
Okay. Yeah, that makes complete sense. Can you tell us a little bit about any myths or misconceptions in your business? Anything you think people misunderstand about your business? Anything you want people to know about childhood?
Early childhood? Absolutely. Yeah. The biggest misconception I want people to understand is we are not just sitting around babysitting your kids. That people think, oh, you get to play all day. Yes, we do, but it's a very intentional play. You know, the other thing is, you know, educating children is not a one size fits all. You can't just say, okay, well, here's your lesson plans, and I want you to implement them to the best of your ability. Because, you know, God created each child differently. And I feel like it's our job as educators to find out what clicks with each child. And so it's a very intentional way about getting to know your students, about getting to know the teachers, even furthering their education so that they know how to set up their classrooms. And, you know, because a lot of the behavior problems that you have in classroom environments, they start in early childhood. And if we don't learn to teach children to regulate their emotions, to, you know, follow the rules, walk in a line, when they get to elementary school, they're a little bit older and they're a little bit harder to do that. So we aren't just babysitting. We are definitely intentionally teaching them One of my favorite books is The Five Love Languages of Love for Children.
I've read that. It's been a lot of years, but I've read that.
Well, it's good for your spouse. It's good for kids because everybody has a love language. And if you learn to speak everybody's love language, you're going to be able to connect with them on a different level.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. I hadn't really thought about the love languages in that setting, but that's perfect. Mm-hmm. Just like you said, every child learns differently. You know, they respond differently.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So how many people do you have staffed at each location currently?
Between the three locations, we have a staff of about 70 to 75 teachers and employees. Yeah, it's a bigger operation than I ever thought would be. And then between the three locations, we service around 325 families.
Okay, so that's actually a really that sounds like that's probably a really good to teacher child to teacher ratio as well.
But we do
a lot of staff.
We try to not, the state ratios are a little bit, for example, you can have 20 4-year-olds to one teacher. That's a lot of kids to one teacher.
My goodness.
So we do try, we are accredited. So all of our locations are nationally accredited. And one of the things about being accredited is you stay with lower ratios. Now that doesn't mean that we still don't have maybe 18 2-year-olds in one classroom, but we have 2.5 teachers. So, 2 full-time teachers and then a half teacher that comes around and we always have extra support staff so that when you have little Johnny that just needs to take a little walk around the school, you can take Johnny on a walk, and
give them that special attention they need or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes complete sense. And it sounds like you've worked hard to staff it with the right people.
Well, my business partner, Miss Marilyn, and I, we've been doing this together for, getting closer to 30 years now. It used to be 20, but now we're getting close to 30. And our partnership has always been very unique. I mean, I am the I'm the business side of it, and she's the operations part. I mean, she keeps everybody humming. She keeps, teachers in ratio. It's amazing to me how she's able to walk in a building and just immediately know, okay, 2 kids need to go over here. And I mean, she's amazing.
Everybody needs somebody like that on their team.
100%.
Well, I'm sure that you don't only work, although I'm sure that keeps your plate plenty full. But seeing as we live in this beautiful area, what do you like to do outside of work? What do you do when you get to leave the facility?
The facility. I dream a lot about it, but no, I do have some things I do outside. My husband and I have been married 34 years. So this past September, we became empty nesters, which has been actually a really good thing because we have 3 kids and our oldest is 29, our youngest is 24, and then my middle was 24, and then my youngest just turned 19. But we've done great with it. We love spending time, going boating, cooking together, watching movies, traveling, relaxing. We've transitioned quite well into the empty nest phase.
That's awesome. That's great. My husband and I, our oldest ones are in their 20s, and we thought we would be empty nesters someday, but then we threw ourselves for a loop and decided to add Trace 13 years ago. So.
Well, and that's kind of what happened with us with our 2 older. But God knew exactly the kind of daughter I could handle because she is the easiest girl in the entire world. So
have your kids stayed here locally as well?
So my son, the one that I mentioned earlier that had the learning challenges, he actually works with us now in the preschool. It's kind of funny because he will say to you, if you would have asked me 10 years ago that this is what I would be doing, he would have laughed in your face. But he has 100% found his niche. He loves these young children. He loves he's actually very interested in the political side of it, helping government make good laws, good rules, and even helping families with childcare costs are so expensive. And so he wants to be on the legislative side of it so that he can help get accommodations and get funding and all of that kind of stuff for families to be able to afford it because it's very expensive.
Yeah. Wow. That's so neat how your journey kind of brought him here as well. So that's
not funny.
Can you, kind of going back to the business side of it, can you describe if you had, you know, any specific challenges or hardships or anything that you feel like have really kind of helped you get to where you are and have really helped you? I mean, obviously, you talked about your son. That, right. Actually, I guess, is, you know, a big one and kind of helped get you to this point and kind of led you to this journey. But anything else, anything, any other hardships or challenges that you've had that you just really think, you know, led you here?
Yeah, my mom was a teenage mom. She had me when she was 16. Okay. And so I feel like that we kind of grew up together. And, you know, through that process, when I tell you that I have a heart for the single moms, I do, because these moms are not only mom, but they're mom and dad, and they're doing the best they can to put food on the table. And when they have their little Johnny that's having issues, they don't have somebody who's there to help support them. They're doing it all. And so I think through that, through my mom going through being a single mom, it just gave me a little bit more empathy, I think, than, you know, I am running a business, but God has blessed my business in such degrees that if I can't help the single moms who was out for work for a week because, you know, they were sick or whatever, then I feel like I went. My mom passed away about 2.5 years ago, and we just donated our playground at the Destin location in her honor. And all of her struggles taught me that you just have to love people. You have to love them through the process. And so I think that would be the challenge. I think that
she sounds like an amazing lady.
She was. She really was.
Well, as we kind of wrap up, is there any one thing that you want our listeners to know about your business? Maybe something that makes your learning academy a little different than other your facilities in our area, or just anything you want, anything special you want our listeners to know about Stepping Stones?
Well, first of all, I think I mentioned it earlier, but we are a preschool, not a daycare. And it's very important. I always correct people when they say, oh, we'd like to get our child in your daycare. And I'm like, well, we don't really have a daycare, but we have a fabulous preschool. You know, we spend our days creating learning environments where children feel safe, loved, and enjoy being here. One of the biggest compliments is when they're sad to leave. I'm like, okay, you know, you understand that these kids are having a great time here. Something that is unique to us, though, is our Blue Water Bay location. It has Kids Corner attached to it. And Kids Corner is a occupational, physical, and speech therapy for children. And so when we do figure out some of these learning challenges that some of these children are having, it's a great facility that can come in and check them out at the school and then take them and do their therapies and then bring them back. It just kind of gives another level to parents not having to juggle all the things that they're juggling on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's a great resource, actually, to have.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. And you know,
I've actually been in that facility. It's a very neat.
Okay, yeah. They're wonderful. I mean, they that was another godsend that when we bought the property in Bluewater, we had this empty space next door, and I'm like, okay, God, I need something that's going to work with what we do. You know, I don't need a contractor. I need something. And the next day, Kids Corner called me and said, hey, we're looking for rental space in Niceville. And I'm like, I got your place.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Well, how can our listeners learn more about your preschool? I'm sure you have wait lists and things like that, as you know, most preschools do around here, but how can people learn more? What's the best way for them to find out more about Stepping Stones?
Well, so we are currently working on our website. It's being reconstructed because when I actually went back to visit it, it was just our first location that was on there. So that's being worked on right now. But you can Google and get the phone number to any of the locations. So like the Niceville location is over near the college. The Blue Water Bay location is behind the McDonald's there. And then our Destin location was the previous Roan school. We bought it from them, and it's now called Stepping Stones at Roan.
Okay, perfect. Well, I appreciate you so much joining me this morning and telling your story. Obviously, the goal of the Good Neighbor podcast is just to let local businesses share their story here in the communities. So I really appreciate you being on here, and it was so good to chat with you and hear about Stepping Stones Early Learning Academy. And I'm excited to get this out there for the listeners. So thank you so much, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.